We had one interview tonight with Jamal Carter. It was I think a left knee contusion. That's pretty much it. So a clean night as far as injuries.
What did you see from Paxton and Trevor tonight in the quarterback area?
Well, I saw Paxton make some plays with his legs, you know, which he should. He's an athlete. And Trevor, he was solid. You know, I mean, he was Trevor. He made good decisions. His ball placement was on point tonight. You know, he controlled the huddle, so I was pleased with Trevor.
Do you expect to make a decision this week?
I'm not sure. The time frame is not important. You know, what's important is we get it right. So it could be this week, it could be next week. But we're going to go back and watch the tape and see where we are. Against the Chargers? Against the Packers? You mean Mike?
I'm talking about the guy that is going to quarterback against the Chargers.
I see.
You would want him to.
That would be ideal, absolutely, because our starters, you know, should play a half of football versus Green Bay, and that's going to be our first official game plan game, you know, of the season. So that would be ideal, yes.
I mean, it does. Paxton is exciting. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be hard, I guess, to have either one sit.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, we've got two quarterbacks. You know, we've got two good young quarterbacks that I've been pleased with for the entire camp. You know, so whoever wins the job is going to be the right guy for our football team, and whoever's the backup is going to be a pretty good backup. So it's exciting to have two guys.
Bowles figured out how to call holding in the NFL.
Yeah. He wasn't alone. You know, I mean, we've had last week 10 penalties, tonight 9 penalties. So way too many penalties as far as the holding, the offsides, false starts. So it was sloppy, you know. So I wasn't pleased with that part of it. Winning's fun, but how we finished the game and, you know, how we lost some third down because of penalties, that wasn't what I wanted. But I get it. You know, it's early, but it's time to make that change. You know, last week was 10, this week was 9. Way too much. First time. That was bizarre. I mean, they couldn't even explain the penalties. I mean, that's never happened in my career.
I know in any game you want to get through it as clean as possible.
Sure.
But was tonight like a real breath of relief for you, considering the way things have piled up a little bit?
As far as injuries? Yes. I mean, we had tonight, guys, we had 7 out of 11 starters on defense out tonight. You know, so – absolutely. You know, we had one minor injury with Jamal Carter. So, yes, you know, to leave here and not have a major injury was good.
What did all those starters have? How pleased were you that your defense shut out?
Very pleased, you know, and that speaks to our depth up front, especially with Zach Kerr and Gotsis, even inside backer with Zaire playing tonight, Anderson and Corey. You know, so that was big for those kids to go in there and to play like starters. You know, that's important to find some guys who can provide depth for you, especially, you know, with the linebacker deal and the D-line deal. So that was fun to see.
You've embraced the idea of competition position. As a first-year head coach, as it relates to quarterback, is it important regarding the locker room that the guy that's played the best wins the job? I guess that externally it comes up. One kid's a top prospect.
Right.
The other's not.
That does not matter.
Okay.
You know, whoever wins the job wins the job. He's the best guy for our football team. So where you draft it does not matter. It's about performance, not potential.
D'Angelo was electric again tonight.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he's a special runner. You know, what we saw in the spring, you couldn't kind of, you know, verify because it's not tackling. But he made guys miss all spring, and obviously in training camp he made guys miss. But to watch him in open space is fun to see because he's going to make the first guy miss most of the time, and his long speed is pretty good for a little guy. You know, so once he pops, he can. I mean, he's a home run hitter. You know, so it's fun to see.
Does D-line stop the run? I know it's especially when you consider Wilkes-Dot, Chris.
Right.
You see from that, looks like
Kurt
in particular.
Kurt played well tonight. You know. That run game is tough because it's a fast track zone running team that cuts the backside. You know, we hadn't seen that, you know, entire camp and entire preseason. So I was impressed with Kerr impressed with guys for stopping that run game because it's a tough run game. It's nasty.
Barber was first string a lot of the week, and then today he started Max.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's, you know, both guys are getting first team reps. I think Garcia went the first series, and then Barber went the second series. So it was kind of like practice. You know, they kind of switched off series to see, you know, who's going to win that job. But again, it's open competition. You know, with the left guard spot, the right guard spot. You know, Leary's played really well, so I feel good about him there. Billy's played, you know, well at right guard, and he's playing some right tackle now. So, you know, that offensive line's coming along. I mean, that's a group that we needed to improve. You know, and we've done that. You know, Shelby made some plays in the pass game tonight as far as rushing, and he had one PBU on a big third down. So, but Shelby's been consistent the entire camp. He works hard. He's a veteran player that's played in this league, so I'm not surprised he's playing well.
Back to the running backs, I mean, we're not 2 weeks away from cut down day. It's going to be, at some point, you're going to probably have to start looking at how you break it. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but you're going to have some good running backs that may not end up on this team.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be, you know, and you know, we've got four or five backs that we feel good about. You know, even, you know, Booker should be back, you know, week one or two. So it's a good group, you know, and it should be that way.
Jordan Taylor coming on this week. I mean, you got room for all those receivers?
No, we don't. We don't, you know. So, you know, whoever's the best six, they'll make the football team. But I like Jordan. Jordan's good. It's a reaction to the coverage. You know, it was a called go route, but the corner was on top. So if the corner's on top, he throws the back shoulder. If the corner is in the tray, he throws the high shoulder. So it's a reaction off the coverage. Great ball placement on that ball.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you.